You're listening to SBS News.
Zulmira Alvos dos Reis will never forget the moment her home was swallowed by floodwaters. A lifetime of savings were washed away.
Disculpa. Sorry for all this. We worked 6 years. We didn't ask anyone for help. We tried to do it ourselves. We did everything we could in 6 years. Then suddenly our house disappeared in 2 hours.
The day started like any other in Timor-Leste, but quickly turned into a devastating deluge. Miss Alvis dos Reis's husband, Luis da Costa, says the pair feared for their lives.
I was so shocked because the river was full and the ground started to slide.
A state of calamity was declared in Timor-Leste's capital, Dili, for close to 2 months. All 13 municipalities of Timor-Leste were impacted by the floods, with more than 34,000 households affected. Close to 50 people died, with 14 people unaccounted for and presumed dead. About half the number of those who died were in Dili, where more than 80% of households were damaged. The couple was forced to abandon their family home, where not even the foundations remained where it once stood. Their home was one of tens of thousands destroyed, displacing the Timor-Leste community, who is still desperate to rebuild a year later.
Going back to our place will depend on the government now, especially the infrastructure.
The Secretariat of State for Civil Protection in Timor-Leste, together with other ministries, provided food, shelter and emergency supplies to those affected. International assistance was also requested, and Australia responded to the calls, providing a $7 million emergency relief package. But some worry their needs were not considered. Josito dos Santos is the director of a non-profit organisation that focuses on the needs of people with disabilities in Timor-Leste.
People with disability have to be also protecting during the flood. As we know that people with disability need extra support. Some people with disability are unable to evacuate. They just stay their home. But their home itself is getting affected. So it's very risky.
Eduardo Tillman works with Mr. Dos Santos and says living with a disability requires special attention. He says he was concerned about whether he would live to tell his story.
At that time, the water was rising. I felt like I couldn't do anything. And in my heart and in my mind, I thought to myself, maybe I will die here.
But the Timor-Leste government says it is more prepared for the peak of the wet season between April and May. Evacuation centres have been put on standby and residents have been alerted via text message to prepare for seasonal changes. A portion of the budget has also been set aside for recovery efforts. Joaquim José Guzmán dos Reis Martins is the Secretariat of State for Civil Protection in Timor-Leste.
We provide around 3.5 million for the material construction and more than 2 million for emergency situation.
A daunting task for a young country determined to overcome the odds. Anita Bolle, SBS News.